Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Ken Christensen. And good morning to Christy Plagman. And Christy's going to start out here. They're both Kiwanis members. And I'm just excited to visit with them about the Eliminate Project. We have talked about that in the past, but it's ongoing. So, Christy, the Eliminate Project, what is that?
The Eliminate Project is eliminating maternal and neonatal tetanus from the face of the world. And this is a tragedy that kills infant babies and also could kill the mother. And it is tetanus, as you know, we are vaccinated for it here in the United States, but in other countries they are not vaccinated. And so when a mother gives birth to their child, there's spores in the dirt or unsterile environment that they're exposed to when they're born. And so they contract tetanus, and therefore they have an excruciating death for the child. And the mother can also die from it. So that's what we're raising funds for.
And how much does it cost to vaccinate?
To vaccinate, it costs $1.80. It's a series of three shots for 60 cents a shot, and it's just that simple. So,
Christy, that just almost seems unbelievable to us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if we go in and have to pay for a shot, it's $20, $30, $50. I don't know, a lot of dollars. In fact, I just had a tetanus shot, and I think it was like $36 or something like that, just for an update.
Yep.
So we can do so much with a couple dollars.
Yep, just for a couple dollars, you can save a mother and her future children.
Now, who runs this? Who makes sure that that money gets to buying the vaccine and gets the job done?
Kiwanis International, we're raising the funds for the project, and we have UNICEF on the ground there doing the work for us. They're getting to those remote places that people can't get to. You know, some of you have to travel by horseback to get to them, and making sure that there's proper clinics set up and training for these mothers for when they give birth.
And yeah, and so they have to, I'm sure, out there do some education for people, for mothers, for everybody to say, you really should do this.
Yes, it's highly encouraged, and that's why we're working towards right now. We have 20 countries with, we call it MNT, and we have 34 countries that have been eliminated. So they are, what they consider eliminated is one death per 1,000 live births. So we've, 34 countries have been eliminated.
Talk about motivation when you have
really
that kind
great.
Of success. You go, oh, yeah, we've got to keep at this. So,
yes.
And you have been. So, Ken, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you have some fundraising where you get this money, and a little bit about what you've done to carry out this project.
Okay. Well, and thanks again for the opportunity to be here with you.
You bet.
We really appreciate it. We have had some ongoing fundraisers over the years, and number one is a soup supper that we've held in the fall, and we've also waited tables at one of our local restaurants that's enabled us to do that, and they share in the profits with us. And also we have our own fundraiser within the club, and so we've challenged the members, and that's been highly successful. One of the things that Kiwanis International has done has given awards for people that give a certain levels, and so we've had a number of members that have achieved that level. So, and then what we do with the funds that we raise in the other fundraisers that we have, why we match those funds for individuals that want to give, and it helps them achieve a certain level of success there. So,
recognition. You come up with these ideas to kind of keep motivated. How long have you been doing this project?
Let's see, Christy, we started that in about a couple of years now.
A couple of years. And I asked Ken and Christy, well, I'm always glad to visit with them, but I was at a Kiwanis meeting, it's probably been a couple months ago, and there on the wall you have that thermometer that shows how much money you've raised, and I said to somebody, well, you know, is that how much Iowa has raised? And the answer was,
no. That's how much our club has raised.
Amazing.
We set a goal for ourselves of $20,000, and we're really on track to achieve that right now. And the way we raised that, came to that goal, was Kiwanis International said, if you have internationally, they have so many members, and they figured that they need to raise so much money per member internationally to reach their goal of $110 million. And so we took that figure times our membership and then raised that just a little bit. So that's how we came up with that goal.
Great. Yeah. And it doesn't hurt to have that little thermometer there to remind you, here's where we're at. We've accomplished a lot, but here we have still some yet to go. And you do some fun things to kind of get people motivated in your club to do that.
Well, we try.
Yeah. And you do lots of other things. Now, Ken, a couple of times you said Kiwanis International. So where or how many or what's the presence around the world?
Well, let's see. So this is my opportunity to talk a little bit about Kiwanis International. So it was Kiwanis International was founded in 1915 and now includes over 600,000 members worldwide. And there's 15,000 clubs around the world, and we have a presence in 80 countries around the world. And so it's not only the United States, but it's all around the world.
Okay.
And Kiwanis International is unified with UNICEF in this effort to raise this money.
Okay. So what's the major mission or goal for Kiwanians?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, it's simple. It's to change the world one child at a time. And so that's one of the things that really motivates, I think, most of our members is that we are children-oriented, and it's all about children. And so if you're out there and if you're considering, if you reach that stage in your life where you're wanting to give back, trying to help out, why Kiwanis International might be for you, because our mission is to help children. And we're accomplishing that mission.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how often do you meet? Where do you usually meet? Tell us a little more about the local group.
We meet once a week at the Pizza Ranch, 12 o'clock noon, and it's every Thursday. And the meetings last for an hour, and we'll open with a short amount of business that usually takes, 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll eat, and then we have a program. Different program every week, of which you've been kind enough to be one of our programs.
Yeah, it's an opportunity. it is. And so it becomes sort of a social group.
It is.
I mean, in addition to all the good work you do and get to eat and always have dessert, you get to see some of those folks. And I'm guessing, and I'll ask Christy this too, but I'm guessing you see people at Kiwanis that you don't see maybe some other places. So it's a great gathering place.
It is, yeah. It's a great way to network with people and get to know other people, and that's really one of the benefits that you don't think about when you start. Our mission is always there in front of us, you know, to change the world and children-oriented, but in the process, we're doing that shoulder-to-shoulder, side-by-side with people of all kinds.
So it's fun. So, Christy, how long have you been a member?
About 3.5 years.
Ah. So what motivated you? I mean, did Ken come and tap you on the shoulder and say you need to be a member, or?
Well, in a roundabout way. No, he invited me to a meeting, and, you know, we all share a common goal. It is for the children. And, you know, if you love children, it's a great organization to belong to be involved with them. So.
And you have some other projects, mostly, as you say, related to children. But you want to mention a few other projects that you do throughout the year, many of them local?
Yes. As many people know, we provide bike helmets to the third graders, and we provide books to the kindergartners class and to the library and also to newborn babies. We've helped with playground equipment in the past, and we provide teddy bears to the hospital and also to the law enforcement. So, you know, if they're ever going to the hospital, you know, they have some comfort there for them. So, and we also do scholarships for graduating seniors going into
trade schools,
yes. And then we do send some kids to camp, so we offer a lot there. We also do our concession stands, so you guys might see us in the community doing that also.
Yeah, and with your little trailer, right?
Yes, with our trailer
which is really handy. You can just pull up wherever you want to go, and
And we also provide sell flags to the community, so if you're interested in a flag, contact us. We'll be happy to supply you.
Lots of different activities, and I'm sure then members can kind of make a choice on that. Ken, if somebody wants to join or they have questions, you know, what should they do?
Just contact either Christy or myself, or just come to a meeting.
Okay.
And we'll get everybody introduced and take it from there.
Yeah. Let's see. As you go around the room, you always have everybody introduce themselves, right?
We do.
Yeah. So especially if you have somebody new, that's really important.
we make a concerted effort to know each other and get to know each other, and we try to have fun at the meetings, and we have our share of times of laughter, but one of the things that we do is to go around the room and everybody introduce themselves, and every week at the meeting we have what we call the Happy Can, and I see that brings a smile to your face.
Yes,
there, but
yes.
There's always a question of the day or a comment of the day, so everybody gets a chance to kind of give their 2 cents worth on whatever the topic might be. So.
See, that's another personal benefit, as you hear all these people with positive comments. Hey, you go away from that meeting going, this is positive. You don't want to be around people always groaning and moaning and complaining. Hey, we got all these good things going on. So that's a really big plus, too. So, Christy, let's kind of end up with the Eliminate Project. You've done some fundraisers. When's your next one?
Our next one will be Tuesday, March 25th, our Soup Supper. And I believe location will probably be in the Parish Center. I haven't confirmed. It's in the works there. So.
Okay. And I'm guessing if somebody wants to make a donation of a couple of dollars, however many.
Yes.
See one of you.
Yes,
or whatever.
See any of us, any of the members of Kiwanis, they'll be glad to help you with it.
Remember that couple dollars can make a big difference.
Yes.
So when you, next time you go spend a couple bucks on a cup of coffee, just remember to keep a couple back for Eliminate.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Christy Plagman and Ken Christensen, for being here today. And until next time, there is a reason for everything, whether we can figure it out or not.